Right, as promised, we have a very, very special interview today. We have with us in the studio Mark Fordyce of The Mood. So The Mood were a British synth pop band based in York between 1981 and 1984. And we're very, very privileged to have their stunning drummer, keyboard player, Mark, with us in the studio. So hello, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's gorgeous to have you here. Thank you. So first of all, I guess I should probably start with the obvious question. What drew you to York in the first place? As we're called Jorvik, I should probably ask that.
So my dad brought us down, the whole family, from Scotland. So we moved down in 79. The way to make friends was to go into bands and listen to things and stuff like that. And so music was my kind of, you know, the melting pot of finding people, like-minded mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can absolutely imagine that. So that was my other question. How did you get into music? Has music always been something that you've loved? Is it a passion from like day dot, or is it something you grew to love?
Yeah, I grew up in a musical household, and my dad was always a drummer, not in a professional way, but he loved drumming and things. And so he always encouraged me to do that side of it. So I suppose if I was going to be a musician, it would have been that.
Anyway. Okay,
it was foretold. And music is kind of something that's always driven me. And I think in the 76, 77, all the kind of punk things that were happening at the time, and that was my kind of awakening. In Fife, where I grew up, and Edinburgh being the nearest place. I was born in Edinburgh, but I grew up in Fife, and kind of been drawn back to different places and watching the Skids was the first band I ever went to see live. That would mm-hmm. be in 77 or 78. And then going to see bands like The Ruts and stuff, and that was all kind of my awakening and realizing this is kind of what I wanted to do.
I love that. Yeah, beautiful. So thinking about your creative process, do you have one when you embark on, you know, music, when you've been in the band, when you do your own music, you know, what's your creative process? Do you have one?
It's just tinkering.
Tinkering, I love that.
Is what you do.
Yeah,
you just kind of plug things in, uh-huh. make noises, and see what comes out the other end.
Have a play.
Yeah.
Great. Right. And what's the highlight of your career with The Mood? So obviously, you must have had many, many, many highlights, but what's your top one that stands out?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, there is many. One would have been, you know, being in Paris, making the Paris One Day Away
yes.
video, which was kind of real fun. It was, you know, back then it was kind of the part of all the big budgets that mm-hmm. were happening. So you got a nice chunk of money to actually go out and make a kind of a glossy video, like all the 80s bands were doing. So that was really good. Having the opportunity to see other great bands close up. For me personally, looking back on it, was spending time in some of the world's best recording studios.
So
when we first got signed, we went from this local band in York, previously recording in studios in and around York and Hull and Leeds. I think we did some of our demos in Rick Rack Studios in Leeds, and suddenly we're transported to London and working in the famous SARM Studios. And if you don't know what SARM is, it's just a legendary studio.
Okay.
And at the time when we first went down to do those early recordings, you know, we were in Studio One, and in Studio Two was ABC, and then coming and going was Spandau Ballet and Landscape, and it was an amazing place to be. I was 17 years old and my eyes were just like
they were. But that just must have been so amazing, just to ping off each other's like creative magic and self-expression. I mean, we were just chatting about saying how much that for me the 80s is all about that self-expression, so yeah, I can absolutely imagine that. Well, as you've mentioned it, shall we have a listen to the absolute tune? It's I love it, I adore it, and actually my children, I was playing it and my kids were like, this is great, so they love it too. Let's listen to Paris Is One Day Away.
Yeah.
Chris is One Day Away by The Mood. Love that song. So thinking about that song, tell me a little bit about the video, because it looked like the coolest 80s video. I love it. What was it like to film it? How was that?
Yeah, it was great fun. It was the first kind of big budget video that we'd had from RCA at the time. So it was kind of the chance to make something grand and really good fun. The director that put the concept together was a guy called Tim Pope, who also did The Cure and many other kind of iconic 80s videos at the time. So we're kind of in good company. And it was good to be plonked in Paris and taken to different locations and kind of set up and making the different bits of filming. It was great fun.
It looked like a lot of fun. So do you have a favourite song to perform?
Don't Stop is my favourite of all the Mood tracks. I think it's a very groundbreaking song. It's kind of heavily kind of synthesised, even down to the vocals, and that kind of real kind of thud of Simmons kit. And that was something that I was known for. My kind of signature sound was the Simmons kit. And I was, you know, one of the first batch of drummers in the UK that kind of had one of those kits.
Amazing.
So that became kind of our sound that we were known for. And you know, so it really kind of hammers away. So I like that one.
So you were just telling us actually about synthesisers. You're a big fan, aren't you? And you have a fairly amazing little collection, I hear.
I do, yes, yeah. So I collect and play electronic synthesizers. So I have some great iconic models like a Mini Moog and Oberheim, and I've got quite a lot. always plugged in and always ready to go.
Amazing, that's great. I love that. So thinking about the music industry now, how do you feel the internet has impacted the music business?
I think it's great. I think the internet itself has kind of allowed people to talk about and remember kind of the nostalgia in the 80s. So it's kind of really been paramount part of allowing that to kind of live on. And in essence, it kind of be bigger than it was at the time in a lot of the cases. So I think the internet plays a really significant part in that, and kind of sharing that nostalgia and bringing it forward to new ears and new audiences. And I think for new bands, it's a fantastic time to be around. We were talking about this earlier and saying that it carries through that kind of punk ethos of, you know, you can do it yourself. You can just get out there and, you know, no one's in charge of your destiny apart from yourself. So just get out there and do it.
Which is a brilliant way of looking at it. I love that. Have you got a little nugget of wisdom, a bit of advice that you can pass on that maybe you were given early on in your career? Perhaps if there's somebody listening who's like, I want to get a synth out, or I want to start something, I want to do something. What's your advice?
I recommend people just to listen to as much as you can. I think for new music to come out, there's got to be the ability to be able to soak up what's gone before and to create something new. And don't be frightened just to collaborate as well. That's a really good thing. We were very privileged in the early 80s to be around a lot of really good bands at the time. And when we first went to London and to the iconic Sarm Studios, which was owned by Trevor Horn and Joe Sinclair, his wife. So we'd gone from recording in small demo studios in and around kind of York and Leeds and Hull to going to this amazing studio. At the time when we were doing our bits, ABC were in, doing some recordings, Spandau Ballet were in, some people going back and forward and stuff on it. And we were very lucky at a Radio Luxembourg event to meet Bowie and get some, you know, some kind of pearls of wisdom from.
Oh, wowzers.
And that was amazing, really, because, you know, he was such an iconic figure. And, I've never, ever to this day met anyone that can walk through a room with such amazing command.
Huge, but
he was lovely. I mean, he couldn't have been more lovely.
That makes me happy.
You know, he took time to talk to us and ask us about our recordings, what we were doing, how we were enjoying it so far, and, you know, properly listening, and I carry that through as well, you know, that, you know, underneath we're all just the same.
So yes,
just,
absolutely.
You know, don't be frightened to talk to someone.
Yeah, we're here to collaborate, support each other. Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's listen to another track. Let's listen to Passion in Dark Rooms. We Fiction in Dark Rooms. Can you tell us a little bit about that title? What's the inspiration behind that track?
That's just about kind of you know, like any songwriting, you match the kind of the words to the melodies and the beats that you're doing, and you try and make it in a way, an interesting way to kind of tell a story. And it's a great title.
It is a great title. It's great. And like, I mean, we were talking a little bit earlier on about how it's really nice for each different listener to create their own, conjure up their own story when they hear a song. And I guess the more inviting the lyrics and the titles, the more you're going to achieve that.
Yeah, you want a certain amount of ambiguity in there so people can take it in their own way attach their own story to it.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to talk to you about outfits now, because I love the 80s. I love everything about the 80s, particularly love the 80s outfits. So is there a favourite outfit that you wore during your time in the mood?
I used to love the suit that I had, and it's the one I partly wear on the Paris video. So the trousers, they're kind of like a zoot type suit, Bowie-esque.
Very cool.
Baggy trousers. And I think on the cover of Don't Stop, the video, I'm wearing the suit fully in that.
Wow,
and
okay.
And that was kind of born out of all the things that were happening at the time, you know, the kind of Roxy Music kind of vibe and the stuff that kind of Bowie was doing with Thin White Duke, and then stuff with Let's Dance and everything. They were just you know, suits were kind of cool to wear. And there was a designer called Anthony Price, who used to have a shop on the King's Road that everyone used to go to, and that's the whole kind of Duran look and you've kind of seen in the past. And if actually he was from, I think he was from Huddersfield. He was definitely a Yorkshireman anyway. He might be from Leeds or Huddersfield. So it's the North ruled the South quite a lot.
I love that. That's great. And, you know, I'm a Southerner, but I feel like I'm an honorary Northerner now. I think I've been here long enough. Favourite 80s movie? What's your favourite 80s movie, Mark? We have a little feature on Atomic 80s called Lights, Camera 80s, and I'll pick a song from a soundtrack. So do you have a favourite 80s film?
I suppose because of all the iconic actors that came out of it, was St Elmo's Fire. That was kind of like really cool.
Oh, that's a favourite, you know, in the studio.
That, you know, great soundtrack, you know, stunningly beautiful cast, both male and female.
Absolutely. You know, I 100% agree with you.
And it tugged at the heartstrings as well.
Yeah.
So this had what more could you ask for?
Absolutely. Is there a favourite track you've got from
Not really, I can recall.
It's cool. I'm going to pick one out, and it'll be put on next week. Yep. So I'm going to pluck one out and put it on next week. If you could collaborate with anyone musically, past or present, who would it be and why?
That's a very, very good question.
It's quite hard to say one, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, with being a drummer, and especially being a drummer that liked electronic drums, my hero, my iconic legend, was Wolfgang Fleur from Kraftwerk. Become very privileged over the years to become a friend of Wolfgang's.
Incredible.
And we have just collaborated. So I've actually co-written and produced a song with him. So that's a kind of like fulfilling a lifetime dream.
That's amazing. Circle. That must feel incredible to know you've done that. And
It's the bucket list.
It's amazing.
One off.
So cool. So thinking of now, what have you got? What's coming up? What have you got? Any music? How can we kind of delve into more of the mood?
Well, as we were saying earlier, the internet has kept the band and its memory alive and just grown over time. And up to this point, the band's catalogue has never existed on streaming platforms.
Right.
So we have, this year, we've been taking all the original analogue recordings from the Sony Vault, because Sony now owned the rights. They bought RCA, which is our old label. And we went down to the Sony Vault and we extracted all the old analogue tapes, and we've had them baked and then digitised. And we are currently working with Steve Levine, who is our old producer, who also used to produce Culture Club. So he, as we speak, is working on remixing some of the tracks.
Amazing.
And then we're going to be pushing everything out onto, so this this coming the rest of this year, there will be the singles collection, which is the first thing that's going out to all the streaming platforms. So that's that's called The Mood, the singles collection 81 to 84, and then there will be a vinyl version of that coming out as well.
Excellent.
And then there will be a 12-inch remix album coming out of all those tracks.
Wonderful.
And then there will be what we're calling the mood reimagining. So that's taking all the songs, and we're taking them right back to basics, and we're remixing everything all through new boards, new effects, hearing sounds that we'd forgotten about.
So you get
about,
to play all over again. I love that.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, yeah, so that's really exciting. We're doing that on it. It's good fun revisiting with Steve, because he, like myself, is, you know, collects and hoards old machines and synthesizers and drum machines, etc., on it, and he still owns the ones that actually he used on our recordings. So we've had those out and dusted them down. It's quite amazing to think that's, you know, all this gear that's kind of still around. So that's really exciting. So
it's really exciting.
And the band are back in talks. We have had a couple of meetings together, and there may be
okay
the possibility that we might play live.
Well, you must come back if you do. Please do. Thank you, Mark. It's been an absolute privilege to have you in the studio.
My pleasure.
You so much. Lovely, beautiful listeners, please go check out more of The Mood. We're going to finish with Don't Stop.
Don't stop it now. Don't stop it now.